Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today, I want to share with us on the subject the role of dark-skinned people in God's kingdom agenda today.
Wow.
The gospel of the kingdom can be applied to various people groups like Jewish people, like black people, etc., Arabs, etc., etc. Sometimes you can be in church and God's word will come to you personally. Your name is called out and God speaks to you personally. There is nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with specifying a person to minister to, or a group of people like Jewish people, like Arabs, and ministering to them. There is nothing wrong with that. So we want to apply the gospel of the kingdom to dark-skinned people. And we want to learn what God has got for us today. What is his agenda for dark-skinned people today? Now, our text is Romans chapter 15 and then verse 4. What I'm going to do is I'm going to lay a foundation and then I'll talk to you about five things that God wants dark-skinned people to perform today. Let's rise up for the reading of God's word. For whatsoever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Please be seated. The Bible says that whatsoever things were written. Whatsoever things means that everything that has been written, and the Bible is really talking about the Old Testament over here. They were written for our learning, not for our reading. So we have to learn the Old Testament. Why should we do that? The Bible says that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So if you read the Old Testament, you actually learn the Old Testament. There is a reason for that. The Bible says that ultimately it is so that you will have hope. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And this hope is talking about the things that God did in the Old Testament, God repeating those things now or today. So as dark-skinned people, there are things that have been written in the Old Testament concerning us, which we have to learn. And those things are going to come to pass in our lives. The Bible is really talking about something that gives us hope. It's not talking about our negative history, you know, because if you read the Bible, you see some places where there are negative things. Yeah, concerning us. But we thank God for Jesus. He ended the bad history. So that the history that must repeat itself is the good history. Hallelujah. About you and I. I thank God for Jesus when he said that sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. All of the negative things of the day, he says that it is sufficient unto that day.
Now I say,
In other words, your bad history is not going to repeat itself in your
Hallelujah.
Life. Bad things that dark-skinned people did in times past will not repeat itself Amen. In your life.
Amen.
The Bible is talking about a good history. That is why he said, I learned the Old Testament. Whatever was written. Because the aim is that God wants to give you hope, not hope that the bad things will repeat itself. It's not a good hope. I hope you understand that. He's talking about the good things that have happened before occurring in your life. So if you look at the things that God used our skin people to do in the past, it can give you an idea of the things that God wants to do today. The reason is simple. Romans chapter 11 verse 29. The Bible says, but the gifts and the callings of the Lord is without repentance. The gifts and the callings of the Lord is without repentance. In other words, when God calls you, He doesn't uncall you. When God gives you a gift, He doesn't take it back. That is what that scripture is saying. So if God uses our people in times past in a certain way, it gives us an idea of what God wants to use us for today. That takes me to James chapter 1. He says that be not deceived. Every good gift, every perfect gift, not the bad ones, not the negative history, is from above. The good one is from above. It's from the kingdom above. And he came down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation, nor shadow of turning. In other words, when God gives a good gift to a particular people group or a particular family or a particular person, He doesn't vary towards it. That is the meaning of no variation. In other words, God doesn't oscillate that I gave it to you, now I'm going to take it back. Now I use you in the past for this particular thing. Now I'm not going to use you today for that thing again. If God does that, then there is variation with him. Then he varies. But I want you to understand this foundation I'm laying. Because religion has an idea that tells us that God repents. In other words, God changes his mind, and if he has given you a gift or used you in a certain way, then God will take back his gift, you know, and then he would just leave you like that. Ladies and gentlemen, from today, understand that if God gives you money and you lose the money, it is not God who took it back. If God gives you influence and you lose the influence, it is not God who took his influence back. If God gives you life and you die, it is not God who took the life. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
It is important for you to understand this, that the gifts of God and the callings of God are without repentance. If he gives you wisdom, he doesn't take his wisdom back. He gives it to you forever. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
That is why the Bible said in James, go to James chapter 1 verse 16, that be not deceived, my beloved brethren. Because it's easy to be deceived into thinking that it is God who gave us a nice earth and he is destroying it. He says, be not deceived, my beloved brethren. If God gives you, verse 17, every good, every one of it, it comes from the heavenly kingdom. It is to decorate the earthly kingdom. It comes from above. And the thing may suffer a setback. The thing may deteriorate or have problems in the earthly kingdom. But it does not change. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Philippians chapter 1 verse 16. The Bible said, being sure of this very thing, being confident of this very thing. That's Philippians 1:6. That he who began a good work in you will complete it. Please underline began. And underline complete. He will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. In other words, God doesn't get frustrated when his gifts and calling are messed up along the line. Because he knows that sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So if he began a good thing in your life, he will complete it until Jesus comes. If he begins a good thing in a people group, he will not be disappointed. He will make sure he comes back to it. Because there is no shadow of turning. He doesn't face you and then he turns away from you. Now there are things that take away from us, the good things that God gives to us, the good callings. Humans can take it away from you. The devil can take it away from you. The system, the fallen system of the world can take it away from you. Like death. The fallen system of this world can take the life that God gave you away. But it is not God who took it. Hallelujah.
Oh, wow.
Let us take the blame to somewhere else apart from God. But I'm glad about the attitude of God. That he is not a disappointed God at all. If he gives you a grace, if he gave dark-skinned people a certain grace and used them in a certain way, he will come back to it. I said he will come back to it. The wonderful thing about God, listen very carefully now. The Bible calls him the Alpha and the Omega. In other words, he begins something, that's the Alpha. And then he ends the thing called Omega. So you must know that between the beginning and the ending, Certain things can come in between, all right, to disappoint and frustrate and destroy the grace, confuse the gift, confuse the grace. But because he is not just Alpha, but he is Omega, at the time of the end, he will come upon the scene. That is what we call the Kairos time.
Something which is there be to me see, and you may be to me cocos, and you may be to me for finance as ever. Nancy, and yammy no yammy or ya shassy near you yet, and to us shassy and every year no better hope you.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is not Alpha, the middle, and the Omega. He is Alpha and Omega. If you believe that we are living in the end time, if you believe that the coming of the Lord in the rapture is here, then you must believe that the Omega is on the scene. That the good thing he began in the beginning,
hallelujah,
he is going to perform it. He is going to complete it. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
That is why when you read whatever thing was written in the Old Testament, it should give you hope. It said that you through patience, say patience. Because the middle will call for patience between the Alpha and the Omega. But God will appear upon the scene of your life again.
Amen.
I said God is going to appear upon the scene of your life again.
I receive it.
He will come by himself. We call it his Kairos time. He shows up whether you pray or not. He shows up whether you believe or not. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And he is around to perform that which he did in the beginning.
Hallelujah.
I like that about God. Because it gives us hope. I said it gives us hope. As people of this continent, it gives us hope. That if God created us and began us, He will not leave us messed up like this. Because this is the end time. The Omega is on our case.
Hallelujah. Omega no waba.
He is going to appoint us where we were disappointed. He is going to do something wonderful with us. Now, I want to take you through the Bible. And I want to talk to you about five things that God used dark-skinned people to do in the past. If you see those things, you see that it is just the grace of God by which we did it. It was just a gift. It's just a calling. It's wonderful if you have a calling. It's wonderful. Because sometimes whether you believe or not, the calling is there. It is like the sun. The sun, S-U-N. It shines everywhere. You can be in a dark room and say that the sun is not shining. It doesn't make the sun to stop shining outside. It is shining. God is working. It's only that you can't see it. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
All we do is that we believe that the sun is shining
outside.
And for evidence, we open the window. As soon as we open our windows, you see that the light of the sun beams into your room. It is not the window that led the sun to shine. God's grace, God's kairos moment as an omega, he has appeared. So if you are listening to me, whether you believe that God has got something wonderful to do with us or not, it doesn't cancel it at all. You can doubt all you want, because he is omega, he has come.
Hallelujah. Ẹnu ti sẹ wo tie mi ni sẹ wo ji di o wa ni e ni o wo nyame na wi eye mre eye omega no sẹ emre na sun ya de wo ji di o wa ni e ni o wa ba.
But it is good to believe.
Nemo ebe ye sẹ wo be ji.
Because for you as a person.
Na sẹ wo awu ye onipe yi.
When you believe.
Sẹ wo ji di a.
Faith is like opening your window.
Na jide ni ti sẹ sẹ de wo bi ewu nfrance.
To see something.
Sẹ wo be shebi.
In the spirit world.
Ẹ wo sun sun yas.
And then the light in the spirit world shines into your room.
Na onyankopo.
And you as a person benefit from the sun which was shining all along. So I want to say to you today that whatever thing where God used our people to do in times past, you can put yourself in a certain position where the same gift, the same grace, the same calling will come over your life. If you do not believe this word that I'm giving you, other people will experience the light of the sun beaming into their darkness and enjoying the kind of calling that our people have been called to do on this earth. But for you, you will not see it. Although he is omega. And he has come upon the scene. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Let me begin by telling you that there is a long-standing supernatural relationship between dark-skinned people and Israel. In other words, you know, Israel is a nation that God established that through them, he is going to affect the whole of humanity. So when we talk about Israel, we're talking about God's purposes for all mankind. And historically, dark-skinned people have been co-leaders with Israel just by grace. It's just a calling. It's just a gift. If you believe it, he opened doors for you. And you are going to be a co-leader today.
Hallelujah. Receive it. Now, what's over your candy
for? In establishing God's agenda for humanity as we speak now. First of all, I want us to understand that dark-skinned people have been succorers, have been supporters.
What's it before? Yeah.
Of the kingdom system of God on this earth. We see it in the relationship that dark-skinned people had with the fathers of the Jewish race, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. On two occasions in Genesis 20 and Genesis 26, black people stood up to help and to support the holy family, the Jewish nation, to help specifically Abraham and Isaac so that they don't die out of famine, but rather they live for God's counsel through them to be fulfilled on this earth.
Wow, hallelujah. Yesha Abraham ne Isaac. Onyankopon na mebi before so eboye. E ma se busue o ma si antore. E ma mu nyankwa etna se. Yeye before ne eboa wo.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
There was hunger in the world.
Na okom wo wiase.
But God led Abraham, and later on he led Isaac to go to Gerar, and over there, Abimelech, he sustained them and blessed them with money. He blessed them with servants, blessed them with sheep, oxen, cattle. He blessed them so much.
Now when Yaminam Timposu or Komu Bremunu, O Janime Momokosasa Sinusukotu Abimelech, now also Womu Wanuma Bremu, Ediane Amua, Bibia or Yeshademau.
Please understand that if they had died, if they had been extinguished, God's working for mankind would have been affected. Because on this physical earth, God uses physical human beings as his instruments. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
But the thing about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I want you to know today, that they lived under the kingdom system of our Lord Jesus. They lived at the time that the law had not been given. They lived at the time of grace. They lived at the time that God just came to them. And God called them his friends. Yeah. They lived at a time that God just overlooked even their mistakes and their sins. He never recorded Abraham's sin against him. Even in the midst of Abraham's sin, God was blessing him. That is the kind of system that Jesus Christ has brought to us. That is why the Bible says that he was made a curse that the blessing of Abraham will come upon us. So in Jesus Christ, we are supposed to go back to the era of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. An era of grace. An era where God was just good, and you don't understand why God should be good. An era where Abraham comes from the background of worshiping idols, but those gods are not able to affect him.
Hallelujah. Now, Abraham,
Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 56, that Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it, and he was glad. That tells us that Abraham lived in the kingdom system that we are supposed to live under in Jesus today. Ladies and gentlemen, if Abimelech, dark-skinned people, on two occasions, when the Holy Family was about to die, if they sustained the Holy Family from death, then it is the same kind of calling you and I have. It is the same kind of gift you and I have, that whereas people want the people of Israel to end, we have to rise up. Wow. And we have to succor them. Wow. We have to support them. Wow. We have to keep the kingdom system that God wants on this earth to come alive.
Hallelujah. Now say Abimelech, awo yo bibini, say Samin wo nyame hyehyeye mu, Abraham ni Isaac, onam onyame na nam nyansa so ma Abimelech edi wo ye emakwa ana akwenda so mo betre dia. Enye na wiase man bebre akutia Israel no. Me ni wo bi enu se bi before wo se ye gina waka. Na ye boa wo mu wo akwanyina mu se, omunwu, omasintore, omobeti ase.
We have to support the kingdom system of God under which Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob lived.
Because
if we do not support it, it will be extinct. It's not just the person of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is the system under which they operated, which was under threat at that time. The same kingdom system can be under threat today. God is looking for supporters. He is looking for champions of the kingdom system so that it can live and it can bless the whole of humanity, because that is God's best for us. Ladies and gentlemen, that is why when Jesus Christ, the kingdom bringer, was coming again, with the kingdom upon his shoulder, the Bible says that Herod wanted to kill him. This time, not through famine, but he just wanted to end the life of Jesus. But God had to take him to the people that have the calling of supporting the kingdom system. So he gave Joseph a dream that take him to Egypt. This was at a time Jesus was around 2 years old. Formative time of Jesus. He was supported by dark-skinned people. And that is our calling today. To support the kingdom system. That it will live. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Jesus said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto every nation or people group, and then the end will come.
Bible say, Christo say, na sam yabeka wo wiase nyina amaya dance ya say, na sam ne yaka wo baabi ansa na awiye na ba.
As it was in the beginning,
sanya na ti ahwase no.
He is doing the same thing in this end time.
Oh yeah, nsa be wo
awiye. With the gospel of the kingdom.
Wo ahia na sam.
And with the kingdom system.
Any wo nyankun hwehwe.
Are you and I going to sucker the kingdom system? Are we going to walk in that calling? When everybody is shining the kingdom system. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me talk to you about the second thing. Because there was a time that God wanted to birth his nation on this earth. This was after Abraham and Isaac and Jacob lived, so to speak. Jacob was still alive. Jacob had to go into Egypt. And he went there very small. Joined Joseph over there. And over there they became a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that it was in Africa that Israel was born.
Hallelujah! And now that's how born Samashenya Mianmonyam. Was see what Africa be mayumu and I woo Israel.
Is if God wants to start something physical?
So when Yami Pesa was shall be a see emani pehua.
He has to get some physical people.
I was so when Yani Pebia won't see us more.
Once he wanted to start a physical nation called Israel.
Israel.
He had to get a mother.
And then I want mommy.
A physical mother. Who is going to take Israel into her bosom and nurture
Israel,
prepare
Israel,
and then push Israel out as a nation?
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on.